Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Maria Zell is a Marian shrine nestling in the heart of the Austrian Alps. It's going to be a very busy place in a week's time because Pope Benedict will be making a pastoral visit there on a special anniversary as part of his apostolic journey to Austria from the 7th to the 9th of September. He does so to mark 8.5 centuries since this place of pilgrimage was first founded by a Benedictine monk. Located at a crossroads between Eastern and Western Europe, it has long drawn pilgrims from the bordering countries as well. And the titles given to Our Lady of Mariazell are a reflection of this. She's known, in fact, with a triple title at times, as Great Mother of Austrians, of Hungarians, and indeed of the Slav people. This past summer, in mid-August, a group of young people made a special 3-day pilgrimage there, ahead of Pope Benedict's arrival. Among them, a young Austrian by the name of Maria. Susie Hodges spoke to her shortly after she listened to Pope Benedict's message to them over the airwaves. So let's listen to the Pope's words before listening to Maria.
On the solemnity of the Assumption, Our Lady, may the example and prayers of Mary, Queen of Heaven, inspire and sustain us on our pilgrimage of faith, that we too may attain the glory of the resurrection and the fulfillment of our hope in her Son's promises.
It was a great experience for me. It was the first time I ever participated in such a big celebration. It was really good to meet other people from other countries and to sing with them and to celebrate with them and to see how they celebrate God and how their tradition is. And the best thing was the celebration today with thousands of people and to get to hear the Pope, who was talking to us.
And what was the Pope telling you?
He was greeting us, greeting all the young people from the different countries. It was really nice. Everyone had their own flag and they were just screaming and they were happy, singing, and it was a great experience.
One of the people involved in the organization of the Pope's forthcoming journey to Austria is the spokesman for Austria's Bishops' Conference. His name is Dr. Paul Wurte. Emma McCarthy spoke to him about the Pope's agenda, but also about some of the technological know-how used to introduce it. Text messages, for example. Just listen.
We were thinking about how can we reach young persons, young people, together with the apostolic visit. And there was the idea to use those new media technologies, so also the mobile phone, because especially young people don't use it only for phoning, like me, I'm a little bit older, but also for sending short messages, short texts, for listening music, for playing video games, and so on. And we were thinking how to use these new medias for the apostolic visit. And knowing that especially Holy Father, and when he was also a professor of theology, he's very well known in Austria and Germany for his books, and that he's very brilliant in formulating words in a very special way of a spiritual preparation of the visit of the Pope in Austria. So this was the main reason. The second reason was how can we make participation, an occasion of participation for those people who won't be able to take part on the big pilgrimage with Pope Benedict to Mariazell, because Mariazell is a small town in the mountains, and it is also limited to come there as a pilgrim together with the Pope on the 8th of September. And then we had the idea that you can get the blessing words of the Holy Father of the end of the Holy Mass in Mariazell. You can get it also by SMS. So for other next services, that you can get ringtones from those songs or bells, which you can hear during those 3 days. So songs which are also part of the songbook for the liturgical ceremonies in Mariazell, also in Vienna, and in the monastery of Heiligenkreuz. You can get those songs also as a ringtone on the mobile telephone. And the last service is that you can also get a picture, an handy picture of Benedict the 16th.
Looking more specifically at the texts themselves, you said that you chose short quotations from Benedict the 16th. When the bishops of Austria were launching this campaign, they said that the messages had a particular focus. What kind of themes? Are there any particular themes that the messages are looking at, considering that the main audiences are the youth of Austria?
We picked some words of the Holy Father from speeches, from texts, so especially of the encyclical Deus Caritas Est, but also from books he had written years before as a professor of theology. So beginning with, I think, one of the most important books of him, the Introduction into Christianity, starting with these books, we were searching for small sentences, and it was rather hard because the Pope has written so many books in the years before, and they are such from such a high quality. So it was not so easy to reduce from this mess of small sentences to distill 40 very important sentences. Then they were it's a very simple schema. We have chosen words about central mysteriums of our belief, so about God, about Jesus Christ, about the human being and the sense of life. So those are the four focuses of the service, and it's corresponding also with the motto of the papal visit. The motto for these 3 days in Austria is Looking on Christ. This is also an entitled of a book which has Cardinal Ratzinger has published in the late 18th in Rome.
For anyone who wants to access these text messages or indeed download onto their mobile phones a picture of Benedict the 16th or the Mariazell or Heiligenkreuz ringtones, what do they have to do?
It's very easy. You have to send a short text to the telephone number in Austria, 0664-660-6651. And you also need one word, example, Zitat, to get those 40 sentences, each day one Zitat of the Holy Father. If you want to get the blessing words, you send to the same number the word, the keyword, Segen, S-E-G-E-N. This means blessing. If you want to get the picture on your handy, you must need the keyword build, like B-I-L-D. So it's a very easy way to get these services. And we will also have on our homepage those ringtones. You can listen to the ringtones, and then you can... So here we have a ringtone. It's the big bell of St. Stephen's, you can hear. Those ringtones will be available on our homepage.
As you said, many people perhaps will not be able to make it to Maria Zell, which is really the focal point of Pope Benedict XVI's pilgrimage, because it is, as you said, a small town. How are the other preparations progressing in the lead up to Pope Benedict XVI's pilgrimage to Maria Zell?
Yes, the Holy Father will arrive on Friday the 7th at the airport next to Vienna, and the first station will be a prayer downtown of Vienna, very old, very impressive church. The very first papal visit in our history, the visit of Pope Pius VI has been. On this place there are many young people will be there, also many Catholics who are not German speaking, because you have to know that in Austria, especially in Vienna, in the city of Vienna, we have about 200,000 Catholics who are not German speaking. So they are from Croatian, Polish, also like small language parishes from the nearer and the Middle East and from the Philippines and so on. So it's a very intercultural Catholicism in Austria, especially in Vienna. And those people, they want to say welcome to Vienna, to the Holy Father on the first day. On the late afternoon, the Holy Father will have a reception with our political authorities, but also with the international organizations who are located in Vienna, so especially the United Nations Organization and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And after this first day on Friday, on Saturday, there will be the highlight of this apostolic visit, the pilgrimage of the Holy Father to Maria Zell. It's the anniversary of 850 years of this pilgrim place. And on Sunday, the Holy Father will celebrate, I will say, a normal Mass on Sunday, like many Austrians do it every Sunday in the Cathedral of St. Stephen's. So after the Holy Mass, there will be the Angelus prayer from the St. Stephen's place at 12 o'clock. And then in the afternoon, the Holy Father will visit the monastery of Heiligenkreuz, Santa Croce, which is next to Vienna, about 20 kilometers far away. And the last station will be a meeting with volunteers who are working for church and non-church organization, caritative organizations like Caritas or Hospice Movement and so on. The idea is to say thank you also to those persons who work voluntarily in many institutions of the church and of the society in order to serve people who need our help in a Christian consciousness.
You've been listening to the spokesperson for Austria's Bishops' Conference speaking to Eamon McCarthy. His name is Dr. Paul Wörthe. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.